Recording in progress.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Piscataway Township Council to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda, by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Present.
Councilman Espinosa? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
Here. Would you please rise and join me with a salute to our flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that'll bring us to number five. This is comments from administration and council. This is regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Anything from council or administration?
Seeing none.
Seeing none. Okay, we'll move on. For the folks in the public, there's been a slight adjustment to the agenda of the order. Nothing's taken off, but rather two things are being moved and we're adding. So items number 8 and 9, which are both proclamations, we're going to read now. And then after that, we're adding on the certificate of accreditation of our police department, where Deputy Chief of Police Pilch will be up here. So first, let's start with number 8, which is a proclamation for the Emergency Medical Services Week. Mr. Mayor, are you going to read that proclamation?
Okay. Whereas this is the 50th anniversary of EMS Week, whereas the Emergency Medical Services is a vital public service, and whereas members of the Emergency Service Medical Services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illnesses or injury, and whereas the emergency medical services system consists of first responders, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, pre-hospital nurses, emergency nurses, emergency physicians, trained members of the public, and other out-of-hospital medical care providers. And whereas the member of emergency medical services teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills. And whereas it's appropriate to recognize the value and accomplishments of emergency medical services providers by designating Emergency Medical Services Week. And therefore, I, Brian Wall, the mayor, Township of Piscataway, and County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, do by proclaim May 19, 2024, as Emergency Medical Services on the 50th anniversary of Emergency Medical Services Week theme, EMS Week, honoring our past and forging our future. I encourage the residents of Piscataway to observe this week with the appreciation of these services and gratitude to these providers. And I believe we have some of the emergency EMS folks here tonight.
Okay, that'll bring us to number nine, which is also a proclamation for Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week, May 5th through 11th, 2024. Mr. Mayor, are you going to read that proclamation?
Office of Municipal Clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas as local government has grown in responsibility and importance throughout history, so has the role of the Municipal Clerk. And whereas the Office of Municipal Clerk serves as the informational center on functions of local government and community, ensuring transparency and communication between the residents, governing bodies, and agencies at all levels of government. And whereas the Municipal Clerk strive to continually improve the administration of the affairs of the office through sound management practice. And whereas in Piscataway, a few responsibilities of the clerk's office includes issuances of licenses, preservation of vital records, maintaining minutes, ordinances and resolutions adopted by the governing council, overseeing elections and providing information to public inquiries. Whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and partiality, rendering equal service to all. I therefore, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, the county of Middlesex, and the state of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognize the week of May 5th through 11th as Municipal Clerks Week, and further recognize our Municipal Clerk, Melissa Cedar, and Deputy Clerk, Kelly Mitch, and Senior Officer, Bunty Sewell, for vital services they perform.
Okay, folks. So then the other item that we are adding on, that is the certificate of accreditation for our police department. Deputy Chief Pilch, did you want to come on up? Mr. Mayor, did you want to tell the
yeah. Just
grab the
mic.
Let the folks know.
Okay. Deputy Chief, maybe you explain what this is all about. You got to hold your hand on this.
I'll hold this.
There you go. So every 3 years, we get reaccredited. Accreditation is best practices for law enforcement. It covers policy. It covers the way we do things procedurally. So every 3 years, we get reaccredited. This year, we were just reaccredited for the third time. This is Harry Delgado. He is the director of accreditation for the New Jersey State Association Chiefs of Police. And he has come here today to present our police department this award, this certificate.
I just wanted to say, I think she's selling herself a little short here, because the fact that she has accredited this police department for the third time, just to add context to it, so 54% of all the agencies in the state of New Jersey that would be eligible to apply for accreditation have been accredited once, 32% twice, only 12% three times. So that's significant, the efforts of Deputy Chief Pilch. So we find out her determination and commitment, you know, are incredible. And so she persisted and, again, has now achieved her third reaccreditation for the police department. So congratulations.
Okay, so then that will now bring us to what I guess was formerly number seven. Number six. This is open to the public for items on number seven. So the consent agenda resolution items, if anyone in the public wants to comment on that, they may do so now. But let me just go through how we do this. So we open it up to the public for folks who are dialing in remote or on Zoom first, and then we open it up for the folks here in person. So for this item, for those who are remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone, by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradiville of 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. I had a comment about the letter to the Board of Education regarding the taxation. If you could please clarify what is going to be the text of this, because if it was what the mayor described at the last council meeting, I think it's very inappropriate to do that. Could you confirm that for me so I can carry on?
Yeah, so this resolution, it's similar to what we spoke about last time. Effectively, there's going to be tax revenue from 1690 South Washington, the development there. And there's members of the school board, or at least the school board president, was part of litigation to challenge the township and the planning board in regards to approval of that development. And effectively, the school board has, even though they have argued against that development, they also took contrary action in setting up a daycare center near a commercial center in an industrial zone. So the question is to the school board is whether they're going to accept the revenue. This development has no burden on the school district, no additional students, et cetera, but they're going to get a substantial amount of revenue from it, I think, in the estimated to be around $250,000 a year. So the question to the school board is to see if they, just to clarify that they'll be accepting the revenue on it, as members of that school board have challenged the development.
Okay. See, I think it's very, it seems like the township leaders are being very sore winners. So the people on the school board disagreed with you about what was best for the students of the school district, and they were unsuccessful in their efforts to prevent the development right near the school of a large industrial warehouse that would cause air pollution that would negatively impact the students. And because you were successful, you want to say, well, we won and you didn't like this, so now you don't get your cake or to eat it. It seems very petty and beneath what should be the way that the township leaders behave themselves. And I think it's very incorrect and you shouldn't do it, but you all are going to do as you please. And that's the end of my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, is there anyone else with their hand raised?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so we're closing the remote public portion for the consent agenda items right now. And now we'll open it up to the public for items on number 7 only. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. So,
my name is Costas Eftimios. I live at 58 Curtis Ave, Skagway.
Hi.
Nice to see so many people today. This item F, this peddling license, can that be attributed to a senior citizen's hobby, stuff like salvaging old fishing rods and bringing them back into into a township bazaar or of the sort? Could that apply as a peddling license?
I don't know how to answer that. Do you, before we answer, are there any other questions that you want to ask on this consent agenda item?
I just want to see if I could do this and peddle my old vintage fishing rods.
I mean, you, the process is you apply for a license with the township, but mostly our peddler's licenses are for things like when we do like the fair in town, things of that nature.
Any kind of bazaar.
But it's not to just like set up shop maybe in front of your house. Or
no,
like
no,
that.
No. Participate in the bazaar. Sell my vintage fishing rods, an old man's hobby, and refurbish, clean. Set up a table and work in any activity that's township related.
I mean, you would go ahead and, if you want to sell goods in the township, you would go ahead and obtain that application and submit it, and then you would go through the process.
So it could work, right?
Yeah, at like the street fair, other things of that nature.
Yes.
Most of the peddler's licenses are for like food trucks and things of that nature. But yeah, the street fair, you'd have to apply and then also apply to get a table at the fair. Sort of two different steps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else in the public who'd wish to comment about item number 7, which are the consent agenda items at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion for item number 7. Although that's not really item number 7, but I don't know. We're all off. 6 A and B. Okay. And so now that will bring us to the consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, I will then take an offer for the consent agenda items.
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. So that'll bring us to what is listed as number 10, announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I just want to remind... Thank you, Madam President. I just want to remind everyone of our annual Walk for Your Health on this coming Saturday on Sydney Road at the Little League Field. And it's sponsored by our Commissioner Chanel McCollum. And it's a wonderful event and great time to get out and get a little exercise and also to meet a lot of your neighbors in Piscataway. So it starts at 9. You can sign in if you haven't registered already. And the actual walk starts at 10 a.m. So I will be there. Hope to see many of you there as well.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I will be there. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, ditto to the walk. I'll be there with you also. I'd also like to thank you okay? Melissa and Kelly with Municipal Clerks Week. Okay, thank you for everything that you do. We'll also be having in May Restaurant Week, which is May 13th to the 19th. So keep an eye out for the restaurants that are participating in Restaurant Week. They are offering discounts during that week. So you might want to look on the township website for the restaurants that are participating. And we also have the Greek Festival coming up May 16th through the 19th.
It's a very good event. I imagine you know it well. Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw. Councilman Shaw, do you have any comments?
No, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Earn?
I just also want to thank Kelly and Melissa for all the hard work they do. They really deserve it. That's all I have right now.
Thank you, Councilman Earn. Mr. Mayor?
Just want to congratulate the residents who participated in the Piscataway Police Citizens Police Academy. The graduation took place yesterday. I think all the residents that were involved in it with the community policing section of the town police department, they really enjoyed that. So I just want to congratulate them again and the PD also. And then we're having the 90th birthday bash tomorrow, I believe, at the Senior Center run by the County of Aging right there. To be 90 years old to show up. So
thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tim? None? Counselor?
I just wanted to thank our municipal clerks. I pretty much bother them every day and they put up with me. So just wanted to thank them and also congratulations to Kelly again for her registered municipal clerk certification.
Okay, and I thank you very much. I too encourage folks to come out to the walk on Saturday. It has been a well-attended event, and it is meant to highlight the value of getting out to walk for our health collectively as a community. Thank you, Melissa, and thank you, Kelly, and congratulations too on your certification there. They do a yeoman's job because you do the work that is required of you, but you go above and beyond. And I have heard things from residents who engage in office. So I want to thank you because probably mostly people forget, you know, they all know they're there, but you two are part of the face of the town. And representing our town in such a professional, polite, and friendly manner, and always easy. So I want to thank you for your hard work. Also, too, because this is the reason why I asked, we will not have their council meeting until June. I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, the fur baby mothers, the aunts, the nieces. We women are all in our own way, whether we have our own children or not, do our nurturers by nature. And I do want and hope that the Piscataway residents do raise up their mothers, their aunts, this Mother's Day. So with that, we'll go right now into number 11, which is the agenda session for the June 6, 2024 meeting. The items on this for this meeting will be an ordinance on second reading amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets. It will be open to the public and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are any comments or questions regarding that item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be a resolution appointment of Greg K. Lewitt, Deputy Tax Assessor. Are any comments or questions regarding that one? Seeing none, that will be on. The next will be a resolution authorizing release of a revocable standby letter of credit, block 5801, lot 12.01, which is 10 Corporate Place South, and that is 18PB38-3839V. Are there any comments or questions regarding that item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item, resolution authorizing amendment to redevelopment agreement, RG Constitution Urban Renewal, LLC, block 5901, lot 3.23, and that is 10 Constitution Avenue. Are there any comments or questions regarding that item? The next fifth. Comments or questions regarding that? Seeing none, a very worthy organization. My sister-in-law was a principal at an ARC in New Jersey, which, by the way, they do not have in Florida. Okay, so that that closed number 11. So then number 12, we open to the public for remote attendees first, and then to attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, your hand, pressing star. yourself. Please. Solar Administration.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So I'm going to close the remote attendee portion and now open it up here in person. Wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration. Hold the button down, sir. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. Khaled Zayed, if you guys remember me, 831 Hose Lane. I've been here before, so if you remember where I came, what I came here for last time, I'm here to do a follow-up on my request, on our request. We have plenty of us here. We are asking the city council to pass a ceasefire resolution in Gaza. And if you remember last time I was here, it was in January, and there were about close to 23,000 innocent people that killed in Gaza. Today is a double number, almost 40,000. So I'm here again to please to ask you to please consider passing the ceasefire resolution. We already have multiple towns, multiple cities in the United States that passed the ceasefire resolution. This is not, this is a humanitarian issue that we need to all consider. I know the councilwoman, you talked about, you said happy Mother Day to all mothers. Mothers are dying on both sides. There's about 20 to 25,000 children and women and mothers died in Gaza alone. So the last time I mentioned to you that there are human rights organizations already that called for ceasefire. So I'm here to urge you to consider passing that ceasefire resolution. It's not going to, most likely it's not going to end this attack on Gaza. And I'm not here asking you to take sides. Or one side or another. We all know what's happening, but right now the situation is getting worse. Gaza is unlivable right now. About 80% of the infrastructure is destroyed, buildings. We have a congressman here in our area that who actually keep voting to give money to Israel. And it's not fair that our tax money, we pay for this. We American citizens, we pay for it. We pay for this war, whether we like it or not. And I don't like it. I'm Palestinian American. And my family, I have a relative who got killed a couple of months ago. So I don't like my money to be going out and pay for this war crime that is happening. But I'm not asking to say what I'm saying. I'm not asking to agree with me. I'm only asking you to consider passing a ceasefire resolution that is not taking one of the two sides. It's only just saying, stop the fighting. Well, that's all you have to do. Stop the killing. Stop the fighting. Let's negotiate. Let's talk about, you know, peaceful resolution. So I handed out a draft resolution, and I asked you to look into it and consider, you know, adopting that resolution or make edits to it, change it if you like. But please, last time I was here, I was told that you'll get back to me if you will discuss it internally and get back to me and let me know if you will consider passing. I have not received a call or email unless I missed it. Unless you called me, you told me you passed it, or you're going to pass it, I have not gotten any calls or emails. And I understand you have a lot of important issues that you care about. And thank you for all you're doing. I mean, I was listening to the agenda. It's good stuff you're doing there. But I also, this is also something that matters to a lot of us. Many of us live here in Piscataway. And we are asking you to consider passing the ceasefire resolution. I will be here. I know other people would like to talk. But if you have any question for me, I'm willing to stay and answer your questions. You can challenge me on anything I say. I'm willing to provide any evidence of whatever I say. So please consider that, talk about it, and make a decision. And I hope that you make that decision to pass the ceasefire resolution. And if anybody comes to you and says, how dare you, you know, you take side. No, it's not taking side. You're just saying, stop the fighting. That's all you're doing. So thank you so much. Again, if you have any question for me, I will be here. Come and talk to me or ask me. I'll come to you and I'll speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Gustas, Eftemios, 58 Curtis. Mayor, I wish you go down to Tony's, a property maintenance people, get a copy of my complaint with the scratches all over it, and take a good look. The situation is getting worse. Now we have our pickup truck parked over a storm drain. I'm not cleaning it up no more, no. He's occupying our space. I'm not cutting that grass over there. He's occupying our space. It's a vehicle without a registration plate or whatever. God knows where it came from. It's been there for 3 months. What are our police officers doing? Are they protecting us? Are they looking after us? Or are they just handcuffed, muzzled, and blindfold? I was military police. We didn't have to think twice. We had to disarm them first before we could talk. Please, Mayor, take Tony Baloney over there, the landscaper, and yourself. Bring a police officer too. They're not looking after us. They're not. They're handcuffed.
Thank you. When you're up there, we all have to hold the button, just so you know.
So like this, you guys can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Just state your name and address first.
Sure, thank you. Thank you guys for your time. My name is Dina Awad. I'm at 306 Grandview Avenue in Piscataway. And so I've actually been a resident of Piscataway for over 30 years. And then I moved to Brooklyn for almost a decade. So I'm basically aging myself, which I don't love to do, but it's to make a point. I came back to Piscataway because I loved Piscataway. I grew up in Piscataway. I went to high school in I went to every school in Piscataway. And one thing I've taken from me from this wonderful town was that we were so diverse. I know so much about so many different cultures because of Piscataway. And and Brooklyn's cool, guys, right? Brooklyn is cool. And I like to think that even my in-laws moved here because of how great I talked about Piscataway. All of this to say, when I had children, I said, I want to move them to Piscataway because of the diversity, because of the understanding. I stand before you also as a Palestinian American. I am also asking you guys to call for a ceasefire. And as my brother, he's not really my brother, but as my brother in Palestine said here, we are not asking you to choose a side. If you get pushback, we are not asking you, we are asking you to choose humanity. People are being senselessly murdered. And we are just asking you to say a single word, cease fire now. I'm really glad that you wished us a happy Mother's Day, and thank you for that. And I just want to tell you something real quick. It's a personal story. I just had another baby. Now, I had another baby a few days after the attacks on Gaza started. And it's not a war. It's not a war. It's a massacre on Gaza. But again, I'm not asking you guys to agree with me. I'm asking you just to call for a ceasefire. I had a baby a few days after. You guys, my baby likes to eat, right? And I've been fortunate enough that I can both nurse and I can get him formula. And when I tell you that every single time that baby screams for food, my heart breaks. Because I'm imagining the starving children in Gaza. There's so many women who just had newborns and they're literally starving. And I turn to my son, who I can easily feed. If I can't put him to me because I'm working, I get him a bottle. I have it at my fingertips. And yet he's crying like this. I can only imagine how the mothers in Gaza feel, that they don't have any solutions for their children because they won't allow in aid. They won't allow in aid or food. There's 8-year-olds who are starving. There's newborn babies who have done nothing, who are starving. If you call for a ceasefire, no, okay, maybe it won't change anything, but maybe it will. Maybe it will give other towns and other cities and other states to start thinking more people are calling for a ceasefire. We need aid. They need food. Imagine your child starving. That's all I have to say. Thank you guys for your time. Thank you for all you do. And I really, really hope, I see so many of you nodding, and I truly hope that this is genuine and that you guys, we will hear that there has been a call for a ceasefire. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Samara Khan, and I'm at 116 Castle Point Boulevard in Piscataway. And I just wanted to pick up on the point the speaker before me mentioned, and it was also about hunger. We just came out of the month of Ramadan, and if some of us hadn't had dinner yet, I just wanted us to think about the hunger pangs on a day, busy day at work, and when they intensify. You know, we can't help but think about people who feel that way every day, not because of work, not because they're busy, but because there is famine. And today we enjoy the highest rates of food production that humanity has ever seen, yet an entire nation is being starved before our very eyes as collective punishment. If you look at UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths, he stated, the international community should hang its head in shame for failing to stop this. Recently, a young Gazan girl was forced to eat coarse animal feed, which she was unable to digest and died as a direct result of that. Some Gazans were forced to eat rats. And according to experts, the famine in Gaza is completely man-made, and we have the resources, as I speak, at our disposal to completely avert it. The question I want to ask us is, what kind of milestone does our global humanity reach when we are awed by the dizzying technological wonders of artificial intelligence, the text-to-image productions, but are not seared by the real images of death and starvation, ravaging a defenseless civilian population, half of whom are children? We have a choice to make today, and the speakers before me said that we're not asking you to choose a side. Actually, I am asking you to choose a side. I'm asking you to choose the side of compassion, not complacency. What happened to the human rights we as Americans have always championed around the world? What happened to women's rights? Over 10,000 women have been killed. What happened to children's rights? Over 15,000 children have been killed to date, with over 2,000 missing one or both limbs and a similar number having lost one or both parents. Not to mention the burn victims, the disfigurement victims, white sulfurous bomb victims, and the list goes on and on. I just want to mention what Dr. Rick Maynard, a British physician, said about a particular child that he will never forget. His child had such bad burns that you could see her facial bones, and there was no chance of her surviving that. What was even worse is that there was no morphine to give her, so not only was she going to die, but she would die in agony alone on the floor because there are no hospital beds. What does never again mean? Is it for a specific group or is it for all of us? And if it's to the exclusion of others, then what does it mean for our humanity? Maybe it's too late for the 5% of the Gazan population that has been genocided by today. And realize that is not a small number. 5% of us here in the U.S. would equal 16.6 million beating American hearts and souls. 5% is a huge number to be lost, of dreams and hopes scattered and shattered by bombs and shrapnel, which I'm ashamed that I'm paying for with my tax money. Let us not choose to be cruel or complicit or complacent. Let's choose to be compassionate. Let us choose the overwhelming odds that want to numb what is best within us. Maybe we cannot save Gaza. Maybe the ceasefire resolution will not save Gaza, but it will save our conscience. It will save our humanity. Please let us use our voice and say it is not okay, and let our children know that it is not okay for the world to be like this. This is not normal. We have an obligation to care for each other regardless of our race or culture. We have an obligation to love one another, to clothe and to feed each other. I would like to conclude with an important Islamic narration, which is where God says on the day of judgment, O son of Adam, I asked you for food, but you did not feed me. He will say, my Lord, how can I feed you when you are the Lord of the worlds? God will say, did you not know that my servant asked you for food, but you did not feed him? And had you fed him, you would have found me with him. It is only in finding our way to each other that we find our way to God. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Uh,
Be sure to keep the button held down. Just hold it. Speak. Get your name and address. So when you speak, you're going to have to hold the button down the whole time and then just state your name and address.
Good.
Just hold it. If it's red, you're not being captured.
It's green. Can you hear me? My name is Aman Wasim, 508 Shirley Parkway. I'm standing before you today for a similar reason as several other speakers have. I'm a 14-year-old girl in middle school in the eighth grade, and the New Jersey education system is actually the number one education system in America. Because of this education system, we have amazing teachers, doctors, engineers, and lawyers coming from New Jersey because of the school system we have here. So imagine what it would be like if we didn't have schools. It would be chaotic. And the city of Gaza doesn't have schools anymore because of all the bombs that have been dropped there for the past 6 months. The kids there in Gaza, they don't have schools anymore. They don't have hospitals or access to food or clean water or electricity. I'm not a Palestinian and I'm not Arab, but you don't have to be Muslim or Palestinian or Arab to support the right cause, which is a ceasefire and letting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Any member of Congress or any authority who doesn't approve of a resolution is complicit of genocide, which this is not a war. This is genocide. It's one-sided. The solution is simple. Supporting a ceasefire and humanitarian aid into the people of Gaza, or the continued massacre of innocent people. The last 6 months, Israel has blocked access to food, clean water, and electricity, and every 2 minutes, a bomb drops in Gaza, which kills children, journalists, World Central Kitchen aid workers, and entire families. The time to act is now, and passing a resolution is the first step. So cease fire now. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mohammed Wasim, 508 Shirley Parkway. Middlesex County. Imagine the size of the Middlesex County. And 25,000 people die within that county. Imagine half of them are your kids. And then imagine it's your Mother's Day. How would you celebrate? Have that picture in mind this weekend. So pass the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Costas, you already spoke at the public portion. You'll have to let the person behind.
Curtis.
I'm sorry, you already spoke at the public.
Half the population died, Greek and Turks. What was the outcome? Prejudice.
You already spoke. Yeah. Athelis, excuse me, sir.
It's Costas.
Thank you very much. Just remember to hold down the button the whole time. State your name and address.
Can you hear me? How's this? Hello, everyone. I'm Nadia Ahmed from the River Road Rescue Squad, 101 Shirley Parkway.
Hello.
On behalf of all of our members present today, our apologies that more of our members couldn't be present today. We currently have two crews out, one in the Somerset area, the other one assisting an agency in Bergen County. On behalf of all of our members present and not present, we would like to take this time to thank the council for the proclamation on today's agenda acknowledging EMS Week. We believe it is of utmost importance that our elected officials recognize the hard work and commitment that our team and all EMS providers and all agencies put in every day. And for that, thank you. Last but definitely not least, thank you to the Piscataway community. Your endless support over the past couple of years and, you know, since we've been in service means a lot. Thank you. That is all.
Hi, my name is Sarah Rashid, 618.
Hold it the entire time. Okay, just bring it maybe a little close.
Is that better? Okay. My name is Sarah Rashid, 618 Buckingham Drive. And like a lot of other people here today, I am here requesting the Township Council to pass a resolution to end human suffering. 80% of the population there is displaced. They don't have an infrastructure. They don't have the luxuries that we are here having right now. You know, you already know the facts. I won't even repeat the facts again and again because you know the facts. Now the time is to act. You have to make a decision. You have to pass a resolution for ceasefire now. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public wishing to comment? This time, you'd come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Good night. My name is Raymond Insanelli. I'm a resident of Somerville. I'm here tonight to restate the importance of the ceasefire. A lot of the items in the agenda tonight, just imagine you don't have this on your agenda. But what you have on your agenda is no hospitals. I'm a healthcare employee for 30 plus years. Imagine you don't have a hospital. Imagine you don't have a police department. Imagine you don't have a mayor department. Imagine you don't have none of you that's up there department. That's what's in Gaza. That's what the people of Gaza experiencing. Imagine you don't have food. You don't have water. You have nothing. We talk about Mother's Day. We talk about the restaurants coming out and they have deals and talk about all these gathering. There's nothing like that there. We're humans. Forget about religion. Forget about where we're from. There's something in our hearts, that beats in our heart, that tell us what's going on there is wrong. Suffering and death for anyone across the board is wrong. You need to pass the resolution. If there's anything you can do that's little as that, is passing the resolution. I know in your hearts it's there. Bring it out in your actions. Bring it out in your actions. One day we'll stand before God and we'll act, and he'll ask us, what did we do? What you're doing up there, you're going to be questioned about it. What we're doing, we're going to be questioned. Make sure you say, well, at least you pass a resolution. That's the least you can do. That's the least you can do for humanity. Thank you very much for listening. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Najma Ayesh. I'm actually a resident of Edison. So I just came here to support my brothers and sisters. I'm an educator, and it breaks my heart looking at my second graders, knowing that a lot of second graders no longer live in Gaza. And we speak about diversity and acceptance, but yet we are, the community as a whole is refusing to ask for a ceasefire to make it equal for everyone to live in peace. What is so hard about saying, hey, stop the killing? You know, we're looking for reasons why we should continue the killing. We're giving more money. We're refusing to use the word ceasefire. But all that we're saying is you're not taking sides. I don't know if it stopped. But please, for the sake of the children, our children, your children, help this come to light. Ask for a ceasefire so it can have a trickle-down effect, a domino effect for everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone here. I'm pressing the button.
Okay. So just please state your name and address.
Yes. Just waiting for the mayor to finish. Good evening, everyone. My name is Abed Awad, 306 Grandview Avenue. My wife, Dina, spoke earlier. I am a retired New York City employee. I was on city council in Brooklyn, New York, in my community. And in the future, I plan to join this community also. I plan to be an active member, just letting you know, so you see my face and you'll know it and remember it, hopefully. The reason I'm getting up here today right now, again, just like all my fellow people who live here, my neighbors, please call for a ceasefire. You are on this board, Mayor, all of you. Go down in history choosing humanity, not genocide. You can go down in history on the right side. Years from now, when people look at your names and remember you, you want to be known for doing something right. I hope you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Catherine Balsamo at 192 Davidson Road. I wish that we weren't experiencing this problem. And we, of all people, unfortunately, are not able to wash our hands of this because, as you probably know, the United States supplies most of the weapons that have been used for the last almost 7 months. And so it's each of our duty as an American to do what we can do to create peace. As you may have heard, it has been the fastest decline of nutritional status of a population ever recorded, if I'm recalling correctly. And as you probably know, 14,000 children have been killed. That's more children were killed in the first 4 months of this assault on Gaza than in the previous 4 years of global conflicts combined. Again, that's all the previous 4 years world conflicts. The number of children that they killed was not as much as in the first 4 months of this. That's unacceptable. And I think, to be honest, I feel like if people would pick their own demographic and imagine that they were suddenly the demographic in Gaza, how would you feel? How would you feel seeing 14,000 children be killed, 33,000 on record, but we know many, many more under, 33,000 people total on record, but many, many more under the rubble. How would you feel if that was your group or a group that you're more connected to? I think most of us could say this is not acceptable. And it's not how to create peace. This is not how to create good relations. It's not how to create peace. It's not how to create security. I'll skip ahead a little bit. But also, I'm a convert. I'm a relatively new Muslim. And I've only been Muslim for almost 5 years. But I personally know four people who have had family members murdered in the last 7 months. Some of them have had one family member murdered. Some of them have had several family members murdered. Children are, of course, included in this because children are being murdered at record rates. This is unacceptable. It is an absolute crisis for, as you can see, a swath of the Piscataway community. Also, as someone who is most connected to the international student community in Piscataway, that's like my main sort of social group. Early on in this, I remember sitting with three Muslim women from different countries who are among the best and brightest. That is why they were here. And they were all so shocked and horrified. And they were reconsidering whether or not to stay in the United States in light of what they were observing. And that was after only probably a few thousand people had been murdered. But they saw what was being done and what was on track. You know, I can only imagine how they feel now. We want to keep the best and brightest. We want to attract the best and brightest. We want to impress people with our morality. And, you know, we want to spend our money in ways that do help create peace and that we're proud of, not spend money that we should be spending on our kids here to literally murder kids abroad. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public? Let me, sure. Is there anyone else who wanted to come and speak?
Yeah.
See, hold down the button the whole time you speak. It doesn't click. You gotta hold it. Okay.
Thank you. My name's Nazia Ali. I live at 512 Silverton Place. I'm a mom of two. They're sitting right there. And I'm also a public school teacher here in Piscataway. Like all of you, I love all of our children. I love my job. I love teaching. And I love all children. I want what's best for them. So I just wanted to give you a comparison of numbers to kind of make this hit home. So far, in the past several months, 14,000 children have been killed in Gaza. That is the population of our entire school district over two times over. So I just wanted to throw that out there of just how grand and how devastating the loss is. Thank you.
Thank you, Nasim.
Did you want to ask your question of the mayor afterwards, or did you want to? It's okay.
I just want to know, like, can this be considered tonight? And because we've already been talking about this for a few months now.
I understand.
And I don't think we should be wasting any more time to talk about this. I'm hoping that you make a decision tonight,
right.
Take a vote on it, and please let's do it.
So we can't actually, but I do believe either Mr. Mayor or Raj, did you want to say something? There's somebody behind you. Let's let all the public speak, and then we'll. Sorry about that. Just when you speak, put the button down and keep it held down and state your name and address.
Good evening, everyone. This is Samia Zafar from 7 Sturbridge Drive East, Piscataway. Love this town. It's a beautiful town. And my kids are now grown up, mashallah. One of them has got just married. And we had a very hard time during Ramadan because every passing day was giving us the number of the deaths going on within Gaza and beyond. And that was the hardest Ramadan we had ever experienced, because every time we were cooking, and the moms is the queen of the house, right? In Muslim household, right? In any household. And it was really hard to plan the dinner, right? And the morning meal. It was really, really hard because our brothers and sisters were not even had any access to the food. And with every passing day, that toll is increasing, right? And we need some immediate action, right? There should be ceasefire immediately, because but we are going to be accountable, right, on the Day of Judgment, right? And the wool is being wrapped up in front of us, right? But we are living in the end of time, right? So it's very important that we care about everyone around us. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public who would like to speak? You may do so at this time. Okay, see none, then I'm going to close the public portion. Raj, did you want to say a few? Could I just say something before? So I'm not going to go see her, but
This has been a very heart-wrenching night, not to mention the first night that when you came out. This whole, I don't want to necessarily put words in anyone's mouth, but I can tell you that we are all members of this town too. And some of us who moved into this town moved into it for some of the reasons that some of the folks here mentioned tonight too, about the diversity, especially when you come from a town that's not so diverse. And the one thing that we can always say about Piscataway is we've never been in the news, right? No one outside of, I guess, one incident. People aren't spray painting our houses of worship. People respect one another, and we have respect for one another. I know this council has a huge amount of respect and gratitude for the Muslim population in this town, because your families, you make the town better. Families are what make towns better, right? And that's what makes this town so great. I often think that because we're located where the university is, it affords us the blessing of having educated people in the town who respect one another, no matter what walk of life we come from. And I know that everyone on this board believes that, on this board believes that to their core. So with that, I do believe Raj would like to say something for the mayor, or?
Yeah, just wanted to indicate that while you were talking, the mayor came over to me, instructed me to prepare a resolution for the next meeting. So I'm going to draft something in the next week, circulate it to the council for their comments and review, and then we'll have it on for the agenda at the next meeting.
Thank you. And it is each person on this board has a sense of great sorrow for what's going on in Gaza, a great sense of sorrow. And I think some of you touched on it where, since we represent the entire town, right? People from every walk of life, sometimes you want to make sure that you're not telling one group of people that you are not also for them, while still being supportive and wanting to call for a ceasefire. So with that, I do know that you wanted to have the resolution tonight, but we will draft it and we will have it for the council meeting at the next time we meet. Why don't you come and address us right after? Because I have to close out the public portion, and then please come.
Council President, if I may have a couple comments.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Do you want me to close? Okay. So I'm just going to. I closed it. Okay. So I did close the public portion.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
I just want to mention, give my condolences to Dennis Espinoza and his family. Yeah. The loss of his brother. And that's,
yeah, I'm
not,
so sorry. I meant to say that one of our council members who is not here tonight, his brother died suddenly, very young man at 56. And so we do send him our condolences and his family.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
And I also have one more. And I would be very remiss during the consent agenda when it was open to the public. A woman who called in said that we were being petty against with the Board of Ed. That is quite the opposite. I just want to let the record reflect that that individual who called in was part of the lawsuit. And we're just perplexed up here of the actions of some of the board members and some of the general members of the public, and rightfully so, because they're complaining about something being constructed near one of the schools when the school district themselves, and there's a member from the Board of Ed that got up here and spoke tonight in a different capacity, executed an agreement for a daycare center and pre-K in an industrial zone right across the street from a logistics building, no less than 100 feet away. And the fact that they were making comments that it would potentially be a security risk, if there's kids going 900 feet away from the school, then the school has a risk. There should be no reason. I don't get this at all. And the only thing we're doing with this resolution tonight is just clarifying from the members of the Board of Education, since clearly a majority of them have said publicly that this was bad. So we're assuming that they don't want to accept the revenue that's going to come off the site. What they weren't telling is that if it wasn't going to be this, It was going to be 300 townhouses, which was going to overload the school system, create more of a financial burden on the town. And it wasn't going to be the alleged 21 homes that they were saying, because no superior court judge, correct me if I'm wrong, Raj, would allow that to happen. So, right, if I'm not mistaken, no judge in this world would allow that to happen.
That's why the settlement we ended up coming to was nowhere near 21 houses. So
it was almost laughable to even suggest that. But I do want some concurrence from the Board of Education and the members of the board, because they have been accepting the revenue off these logistics sites for the last many years. And that's why they have more money now than they've ever had in the history of the town, because of all the economic development going on in this town. And I want to just let that record reflect that it was not being petty. We're perplexed. They should take the revenue. I encourage them to take the revenue when that comes about. But when you have elected officials up there saying that something's not correct, but yet they did the opposite in another instance and have been accepting money all along, I don't know. I don't know whether it's an election, because this has been going on for 2 years, but we just want some clarity from the Board of Ed. And Raj, I'm going to also ask that this be sent certified to each of the board members, because I don't want to hear that they didn't get a copy of it. And I know we'll send it to the administration over at Board again. So I strongly encourage them to take the revenue stream, whatever it may be coming off. But I am definitely perplexed about this, because it wasn't about the safety of the kids. Because if that was the case, why did they locate a pre-K in the middle of an industrial zone?
Thank you. All right. Do I have an offer to adjourn? Do I have a second?
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.